This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet. Rocks!
I was a lady stripper in the 70s. I could have taken off my tassels or whatever it was I was wearing. Sure, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Get your dollar bills up. Want me to break wind in your face? That's $3.
Exactly.
I love this song.
It is good.
I love this part.
You remember the fan of Lou Gramm?
Remember the Whopper commercial? They showed two Whoppers.
Yeah.
Played this song. That's why I picked it.
Yeah.
It is good. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:11. Fat Boy, that keyword again, if we could, to win $1,000.
It was sick. S-I-C-K. Sick.
Sick.
Goodness.
Text that word at 72881, and you could possibly win $1,000 cash. That goes through 5 o'clock hour. So listen while you work. Please put a grand in my hand. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get to with the last less than 2 hours of the show. So let's go ahead and get this ball a-rolling. Oh, yeah.
Rise, guys. I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial.
241-8. Rise Guys Morning Show, the FOF line. Fatboy, if someone said to you, hey, I heard you talking about the FOF line, but yeah. It's Wednesday, what the hell is that?
They're like, man, look, it's your hump day. It's our hump day. But if you get mad and somebody just pissed you off, call them out, man.
Might as well call them out.
24/7. You're never going to – don't sit there and say, oh, it's too late. I can't call it. Like, we don't hear it ring.
Yeah.
It's a bowl of smell. Call it whenever.
Yeah, it doesn't bother us.
Call it at any point. Matter of fact, you know, like, I'm a guy, and I've been there before where it's the weekend, you know. I'm not single now, but when I was, it's Friday. You know what I'm thinking? I have a checklist for the weekend.
Yeah.
But then by the time Saturday night comes and you haven't found what you were looking for, you pissed off. And you're sitting there and you lit, and you ain't got nothing but a remote control and a cell phone.
Nobody's out there throwing that donkey.
Rather than getting online and making a fool of yourself, call the FOF line and do it. 864-241-4318. Again, it's a way to get out what you're pissed off about, who you're pissed off about, let it all out, and then start afresh and anew on Monday.
This thing has saved jobs, relationships, friendships.
Lives.
That, yeah.
Just last week, the guy who called out his roommate
mm-hmm.
said he feels a lot better doing
good.
It on the FOF.
Good. All right, here we go. This is now so big, so popular, so successful that it's now a two-parter on Fridays. Here it is, this week's FOF line.
Hey, it's for the motherfucker called in by his roommate. If he wasn't such a big motherfucker, you'd say it to his damn face. You know, he might be a little scrawny, sound like you're a scared motherfucker because you won't say it to his face because you're scared he'll whip your ass.
I wonder if that was the roommate.
Was that the roommate?
I didn't think about that.
It sounded like it might have been the roommate.
Because the other guy sounded like, you know, he'd be his friend.
Like, if you're just a casual listener and you hear that, why would that piss you off so much that you'd call and say, oh, yeah, you big and bad, you won't say it to his face?
Well, he pointed out, you say he's little and scrawny? Yeah, it's a little scrawny guy.
I weigh 177 pounds, soaking wet.
But everybody knows them little scrawny guys. You got to watch out for them. They heal.
I was thinking maybe it could be a thing to where people just like to, you know, talk junk and have fun. If you got all these people in the room, they'd probably be laughing at each other, having fun.
Dude, it's true. Fun. Like, Nine will know this. There used to be a guy early on with social media that was relentless with busting our balls.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where I was like, this is pre, like, blocking and muting and restricting and everything. But I was like, if you hate us so much, why do you listen every day? I didn't post that, but I thought. I was like, why do you hate? And we met him at a event in Spartanburg.
Yep.
You remember the guy's name?
Yeah, it was talking about Woody.
He wasn't Woody. Clemson Woody.
Morning.
Morning Woody?
Yeah.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
His brother was in the military?
Yeah.
Okay, same guy. And comes up and hugs us and is so, like, jovial and fun.
He's,
I was like,
he's just busting balls the whole
like,
time.
Man, I'm just busting balls like y'all do on the show. And I'm like, well, I'm fine with that. But, like, to, you know.
It's hard to read. One guy, you know, I hate you guys. I hope you die. Want breakfast Friday? I'm in the parking lot.
It ain't poison.
I like to think if I ever do meet P1, I want to curb stomp Matt. I would hope that we would just embrace each other and say, it's okay.
See, I don't think he actually wants to curb stomp Matt.
Yeah.
I'll go on record.
What does he want to do to me then?
Not that.
864. 241-4318. The FOF line.
I just want to give a big shout out to my stepbrother and my ex-girlfriend who promised me who wouldn't ever go out with him. I wanted to say, F y'all both. Rotten hell, y'all both pieces of shit. I'll see y'all f-ing there with a bottle of fifth and some gin. Peace, bitch.
Bottle of what and gin?
Bottle of, did you say a fifth?
And a bottle and a fifth of gin.
I couldn't understand exactly what he said. Okay. Something along those lines.
Yeah, some of y'all's phones.
Well, you don't want to have liquor near fire.
Yeah.
No.
So he's mad at his ex-girlfriend for dating his stepbrother?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
I mean, we're adults. You don't have to ask, right? Like, you guys broke up. So why am I asking you?
Yeah, like, we broke up. Now, promise me you won't date him.
Is there bro code at that?
No.
You think it's like when you're going to, like, you're thinking about asking your girl to marry you, and you go and ask her father ahead of time? It's almost like, hey, man, look, I know you're my stepbrother, but y'all broke up. Is it all right if I hit that?
Oh, my God.
That's kind of archaic, right, asking the dad? I mean, you're setting back women's lib.
Ask mom. That's what Fatboy says. Ask the mom.
Or ask her.
How about you just go tell her dad you're marrying her?
Yeah, just tell him. Ask her.
Yeah.
It's 2020 we're talking about.
Whether you like it or not.
Better yet, you know, you really want to liberate her as a woman, you know. Ask her, and then she gets to tell him.
I'm locking it down, Pops. It's pretty good. I'm not going to let it slip.
Matt, your two it's not two segments. Matt, your two calls into the FOF line, you've yet to ask Fatboy if there's any heat on it. I like to think now that if there is, he'll tell me ahead of time.
You know better than that.
Uh-huh. Don't you want to be surprised?
No.
Yeah, I've already been surprised today. A, you wanted to play collegiate basketball.
Which and I be in the military.
I never knew about that. And Paige's mother also is busty.
Used to have big jacks.
Used to be.
Yeah. 864-241-4318. It wouldn't be in good fashion to say your former busty mom, because that she's still your mom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I guess she would leave busty out, and it would be easier.
Buxom is okay then.
Yeah.
864-241-4318.
Matt, man, I'm trying to love you, Bubba. I really am. I'm a Southern boy. I'm getting later in life. I don't get new technology, but come on. You don't get Wi-Fi? What's not to get? You have an internet connection. You have a transmitter. You have a receiver. You ask the receiver to receive what the transmitter is putting out. What's not to get is f***ing radio, you dumbass. Matt, man, we love you, but get f***ing real. Dude, if not, you suck ass. Peace out. Love you guys.
See, had he not put that on the end, I would have been a little more harsher with my retort. I like that guy though. Yeah. You suck ass.
He's trying to tell you how it works.
I get how it works. I'm just still amazed by it.
You're still amazed by when you sit down and watch TV?
But I'm no more amazed by – when I say I'm amazed by, I don't understand it. It's coding that's sent out that it has to have the proper coding to receive it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm more amazed by that than I am just, say, like oxygen. I can't see that either, but I just uploaded some.
Well, how were you like when hologram baseball cards first came out?
I was amazed. I was just sitting here just – I'd go outside and do it in sunshine. Man, look at this.
You should have seen them, Matt, when they first started putting the magic eye in the newspaper around here on Sunday.
I was almost cross-eyed. I love those
things. That is his eight ball. Know my future.
Do you have the you suck ass clip?
It was locked up in the previous incident.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I accidentally hit a delete button. Oh. I didn't realize that Fat Boy had highlighted 177 files. That's on you.
I think they cost $1 a piece to unlock.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
This is for you, Fat Boy. Can't believe you're going to call me a pothead on the radio. Oh, yeah, Matt. This is a man's voice, not a smoker's voice. Just because I smoke weed don't mean I have a smoker's voice. I've had this voice all my life. But back to you, Fat. CBD has THC in it. And if you're not going to use it, be man. Don't use it. But don't be a little boy out there saying you're going to use it, trying to make yourself look big. Okay? And what is this trying to want to live to 500 years old? You already can't finish college. What, you going to stretch it out that damn long to see if you got a chance to do it? No. See, that's why you're still in school. You can't finish that because you got for brains. You didn't choose me as your friend. Well, see, you still ain't friends with the other guy because you're too lazy to be anybody real or do anything real. You don't want to give nobody real time. You just want to talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Man, love you. Paige, y'all have a good morning.
That's why we're not friends. Because you sit around calling me S for brains and you get high all
that's
the time.
That's not nice.
I know. I was about to say, I enjoy the revival of calling someone S for brains.
I love that. That's fun. Love it. Love it. Used to be the best when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's how I knew my mom was really mad. She'd call somebody that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, S for brains. What was it he said about me before we say that?
You had a
smoker. Well, if I say you have a smoker voice, whether you're smoking pot or cigarettes, it's still a smoker voice.
Well, he said he sounded like that all his life. You imagine, da-da, da-da, mama, baba.
The one bottle.
Let me get a camel, mom.
Mama, pass that nipple over here. Let me get a hit of that nip.
Yeah. Imagine, he said he sounded like that all his life, so imagine him, like, his first word came out in that voice.
I don't have any Pink Floyd posters, man. I don't have any tie-dyed shirts. We can't sit around and listen to Grateful Dead. I don't know what you want to do.
By the way, just for the record, to be legal at a federal
for
level.
For CBD, yeah.
CBD oil must contain 0.3% THC or less.
Also, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, technically it's in there. Just trace amounts. 0.3% or less.
These guys' facts wrong. I can't trust them.
It's the health benefits without the high. You might think marijuana, but no, it's CBD.
It's a compound extracted from the hemp version of cannabis.
Many people like Fat Boy believe in the health benefits of it.
Many health and wellness benefits.
I don't like Funyuns. We can't eat lunch.
But the blank is Funyuns. I almost cussed.
What is it for real?
Funyuns.
Funyuns, okay.
Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Funyuns.
I don't like, you know.
You don't like onion rings either?
I don't know how to roll you a tight J. I don't have a J-O-B machine.
Just pass him a cone.
This guy wants me to separate his seeds from his buds and watch him get high.
Give him a cone, you just pack it in. You ain't got to roll nothing. Just pack it.
I mean, he grind it for you, too?
Here's your raw cone.
I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to watch cartoons all day? While you blow smoke out of your nose holes and stare at a wall?
Fat Boy would smoke out of a waffle cone. Exactly. He would do. All right, is that our halfway point for now?
You got to ease into it.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Ease into
this
it.
This back half. We got like we got like social issues going on, like posing like questions to society.
I have another layer of skin in the office. Should I go put it on, or am I good?
I think you're good.
Okay. All right. Should I let someone else on the show borrow it?
Put your thinking cap on. All of you.
Okay.
Goodness.
Your commentary is required.
All right. 864-241-4318. It's F off Friday. Who do you want to tell to F off? Or elf off, That's what we should have said at Christmas. Yes. We should have done the Elf Off Christmas.
Elf Off Line.
864.
Well, we'll do it again in 11 months.
Remind me. 864-241-4318. It's Friday. It's the FOS.
The radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Now 3.3 the planet.
You know what you remind me? You remind me when my daughter was young and I would accidentally hurt myself and she would laugh. So I would pretend to hurt myself and she laughed at my pain so much. It was the cutest thing.
You're going to call the FOF line on me, man.
I know you got duped.
Hey, it's FOF line. Leave your number at the sound of the tone. Hey, it's Matt from, I'm currently in Greenville. So my friend, I won't say his name, Jimmy, just sent me a text, and it looked like it was going to be a attractive woman orally servicing a man. So I hit play, knowing that it's probably going to be something gross. It's like, no, man, go ahead and watch it. It's cool.
He's lurking, looking like the devil, waiting on you.
I literally had the phone in my ear just now.
He really did.
Lo and behold.
How far did you get?
There's fireworks attached to it, and she's lighting them.
She's lighting the fireworks.
1 second in.
These parts.
And you love to watch me squirm and get all just fidgety.
He kind of warmed you into it, then you chucked the phone like it was.
That was funny, too, man.
Because I know it's going to be something painful or something really, really gross.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh.
Usually. Not always. Sometimes it's something that's kind of hot.
And you wonder, why does like someone that? Do that to themselves?
But then I'm over here feeling like I'm a big puss. And then he says, Paige, you watch. And she's like, ha-ha, that's so funny, ha-ha. And I was like, well, you hate men.
I don't.
How are you going to watch that and agree with it?
I'm just thinking, what kind of person would allow that unless he was tired?
A sadist.
I'm just saying.
A masochist.
Something.
Please.
The same chick that was thying him, writing his boys.
Might have been. I got that video if you want to see it.
My gosh.
864. 241-4318. It's the FOF line. It's a voicemail set up for you 24/7 for you to call when you're pissed off, just like I just kind of performed there for you.
Yep.
Whatever it is that's angering you, if you have a coworker who is constantly sending you homosexual videos and things like that, and it's pissing you off.
That was nothing. No sexuality, no sexual orientation assigned to that video.
Is he trying to gross me out or is he testing the waters? Who knows? 864. 241-4318, part two of the FOF line.
This bitch in my life. Now, granted, she's done a lot for me, but she won't stay out of my damn business. I mean, I can't walk in the door and go straight to my room without a, hey, what? Why'd you go in your room and not say hello to me? Because I'm tired. That's why I went to my room, bitch. And you gotta take money from us every other week. I swear, you make all this good money because you work at the hospital, but you gotta get money from your nephew who's a cook at a restaurant. I mean, yeah, just a cook, and you're allowing him to help you get through. I hope you realize how inconsiderate you've been. All right. I love you, and I thank you for everything you've done for me since the baby was born. But just let me do me and let us live life. Right, guys? Love y'all. Yeah!
That sounded like drugs.
It sounded. I tried to figure out her accent. It sounds like she's from the island of opioids.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's my diagnosis.
Taking all her money? She got a good job. She works at the hospital. Why you need her money? Why are you taking the cook's money?
I mean, if you know, if somebody lives with you.
Yeah, but if you walk in the door and you don't like speak to the person, I mean, at least say, hey, how are you? Even if you don't care, acknowledge.
I'm too tired to greet you.
I'm too tired, Mom. I'm coming down. I mean, I'm wore out.
Goodness.
See, now that lady will call back next week. Oh, man, he's trying to act like I was on pills. Guess what? I'm not. I'm on heroin, all right?
Oh.
Yep.
Wish the cook would call. Hear from him.
You can kiss it.
The grits.
Cook. Oh. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
I have to say f*** you to some random f*** lady in the grocery store. I like to say, Facebook busting. just every once in a while at random. When I see someone I think might be a P1, because every once in a while, I get in unison. Three or four people, that's a win. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
But when I do that, no one responds. And this f***ing lady looks at me and says, what is wrong with you? F*** you, bitch. Listen to the radio. It's the Rise Guys. They f***ing rock. Anyways, just had to get that off my chest. I want to go to the grocery store, get some shit, have a good time, find some P1s, maybe. And this, damn it. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
What a wonderful idea.
It is good. Just go around and.
Fun.
No, you throw the, you know, it was like my dad, when he would ever knock on a door, he'd go. You'd wait on the other side. Or if we were taking simultaneous dumps on the opposite side, you know, like the bathroom walls were
tandem.
So if I was on one side, I'd go, and I'd hear, he'd do it on the other side.
Ow.
Yeah, it hurts your knuckles.
I have
countertops hard.
So now, if you, I don't know how you would. He said he would look at people thinking they were P1s. I don't know how you would do that, but you just go up to people and you just go, Facebook fussing.
Then you know. Great. That's great. I want to shop with you.
That's beautiful.
God, you can do it with anything.
Hey, FOF line.
You real ugly. Buy my groceries.
Fat boy, blanks, blank.
Pleases women. Heck yeah. That's not what you meant.
Too many syllables.
864.
Woman.
I love that idea. Oh, matter of fact, we should just go out. We should just go out in public and just go up to random people and just do it and see if they respond back.
Yeah.
And when they don't, we just show the point of view of us flipping them off.
Human trafficker.
No.
I'm not clapping.
Arrest
them. I'm sorry.
Too many syllables.
Arrest that man.
864.
Still kids.
241-4318. Two to go.
Two to go.
This week's FOF line.
Hey, Rise Guys. I love y'all. Fat Boy, funny. Matt Man, funny. Nine, funny. Paige, funny. Here's where I got my problem. I got this bitch that wants to take all my damn money. She wants to tell me, hey, $250 a week. $250 a week, she says. And then every damn week it's something else. Oh, your phone bills do. Oh, that was just your rent. Damn, make up your mind. You want me to pay all your damn bills too? Then just tell me. Hell, you work all the damn time. You should have enough money to pay all them bills. Shouldn't be borrowing money from a little old cook. And for the motherfucker who bitching about the North Carolina roads, hell, if you'd put both hands on the steering wheel, the roads wouldn't be so damn bad. Come down here to South Carolina and see how bad the roads are, you dumb talking about people on nerve pills made you lose your hand or whatever. Bullshit. You better find it. Hell, maybe you're on nerve pills now. Shit, I would be. Damn. But anyway, guys, Rise Guys, we love you. We listen to you every day. All right.
Well,
I like him. He's fun. He's a fun time.
You did you pick up on the connection?
Should I have? Which connection?
Remember the lady talking about you taking all our money? You taking from a lonely old cook?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's the cook.
He seems like more fun than the other one.
So was he talking about his? I couldn't tell. Was he talking about his mother charging him rent $250 a week and phone bill, or is he talking about his baby mama or a room? I couldn't tell.
I don't know if it's the aunt or whatever, but you know, the chick from two calls ago is his girlfriend. He's the cook. They both called.
Holy moly.
He said, you better find it. Dude lost his hand. You better
find out where you cook so I won't go there. 864 241 4318. You ever notice when they start off saying, Rise Guys, I love you. Fat boy.
Funny?
You're funny. Yeah. And then you sit there and say, God, say my name next.
Yeah, right, man? Come on, hear me now.
And
me
then
now.
You're like, oh, God. And then when he gets to ask, like, poor Paige, he's going to give it to her. But Paige, you funny too.
Funny.
Oh.
Funny.
But this bitch. 864-241-4318. Metal Jimmy, you enjoying this?
I love it, man.
I love it, too.
Love it.
It's the best.
Metal Jimmy.
It's fun FOF today.
864-241-4318. I remind you, the uncensored version will be up later on this afternoon, I promise. Hand to God.
It'll be there. Just for you.
Yeah. By the way, good job putting up the uncensored phone scam yesterday on the podcast. That was
amazing. You got such a mouth.
You got to admit, the way that I say the F word is the funniest way you've ever heard it.
I like when you said, you probably had this problem before, ain't you?
Ain't you? What's wrong? You can, like, I give it a good uck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good to do.
Duck.
Or like what the guy in prison was doing to him.
Yeah.
Stuck. 864-241-4318. I'm sorry if I'm being an asshole right now. I really do.
No. You're not being in the Bahamas.
864-241-4318.
I'm calling to say what a motherfucking joke it is for a state to say they've adopted a bullying policy in schools when there's no governing entity to regulate who gets any kind of fucking punishment when the child is bullied at a school. Because my daughter has been bullied to the fucking point where she's had to be put on homebound by this fucking little demon on social media. I have pictures of this little motherfucker saying that she's the Antichrist. So how in the f*** do you go to the school district, the school board, the school? I've even contacted the f***ing representative of our state for our area, and he said he's already been to that damn school one time before about this bullying shit because of us. Three other f***ing families went about their kids being bullied. Not a f***ing thing was done because they had to report to no one. No one can go to them and regulate anything. F***ing bullshit. South Carolina education. Love you.
I'll tell you something. I've heard that many times.
I felt bad.
Was somebody saying his kid's the Antichrist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was some other serious stuff that
I know, Nine, hear. You would consider that a compliment.
I mean, ain't nobody going to mess with you then.
No.
There was stuff I couldn't play that, you know.
Oh, okay.
Saying names and stuff.
Yeah, people are cruel.
I mean, I know this is a serious problem. It was just funny if he got an official response on Senate letterhead that says, I've already been to that blank damn school.
That's what it said.
Oh.
What do you do? Who do you tell?
I mean, can't escalate it to somebody who cares.
Makes you think.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've just heard that I think on this show, and I've heard it from people that I know that say that, like, it gets to the point where, like, you complain and you complain and complain, and they're like, hey, well, you know. Like, I'll tell you, I know of one incident of a mutual friend. Their kid was being bullied, and the kids would find out the camera views at the school, and they would pull the kid that they were bullying into an area where there was no camera, and there would be, and then the other kids. It's almost like the hood where nobody's going to snitch, nobody saw anything, nobody's going to do anything because then they would be bullied afterwards, and it's just a mess.
Is anybody fighting anymore? There wasn't really a whole lot of bullying going on that I saw back in school. You got in a fight, and then that was it.
Kansas and Kansas State fight.
You were bullied by people making fun of your sweatpants, you said, fat boy. They made fun of you for wearing sweatpants every day.
They bust your balls, but, hey, I didn't wear them every day. Whoever told you that is such a lying see. And I still see her around town, too.
I was going to say, you know exactly who said it. You know exactly who opened the can of worms about fat boy going to high school wearing sweatpants with a boner.
You get busted up with it a couple times, but, like, nobody was going to, you know, put me in a corner and, like, physically beat me. I was bigger than most kids.
Nobody puts Fatty in the corner.
You still are bigger than most children.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What in the world?
Oh.
You can feel the, I mean, you can understand. you know what? What?
I don't know. It's just like if you two were a therapist, but you were like a-hole therapist. They were like,
you're the first person. I was bullied, remember? Like, I you know, I had to go to speech therapy, so I got, that. I got called ass mole because of the crack of my ass. I have a mole there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Could be dried up.
The jelly incident was bullying.
Jelly. That didn't bother me. It was a football coach who called me that, so it was kind of an endearment.
But did you suffer depression and everything else from what the children did to you?
Because I suffered depression from women not talking to me. That was I was bullied by the opposite sex. But, I mean, you've seen pictures. It was, you know, you can't argue with them.
No, it wasn't.
You've seen the eighth grade picture.
But everybody looked like that.
No, they didn't.
At the time, yeah.
Was it a mole or a streak?
Yeah. Ass mole.
It depends on the day.
Jelly. Wrestling mat.
Yeah, all kind of stuff.
But yet on the other side, well, Fat Matt, that was another one too. That's why my mama would always, his name's Matthew. So you can't say Fat Matthew, don't rhyme.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
What is that, the cruelest thing that somebody would say to you? Does that hurt you the most?
No, I have a mirror. I realize I'm fat. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, you know you're fat. If you're fat, you know.
Yeah. Clap your hands.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, triggers with kids, and that will be forever.
Yeah.
If certain things hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is a difference between ball busting and bullying, but this clearly, that guy had some. All right, this is Bring Me Down on Friday, and it's already raining too. We'll be back right after this. Morning, everybody. Sorry.
Not only does 93.3 The Planet keep you rocking every weeknight with 93-minute rock blocks, Diesel tucks you in with a 10 o'clock threesome. Three songs from the same artist. This is Jacques the Rock. I am here with, Madam, what is your name?
Huh?
Madam Ha. The Planet gives you the 10 o'clock threesome. It is a menage a trois of rock. Does that not make you feel sexy?
Huh?
Oui, Jacques knows how you feel.
With 9 to 10, a 93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.